Today FM. Eyes of 8 to 11 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
There was a skip there. Sorry, this is just lazy. A bit of a skip there. Speaking of skippy, do you want some skippy then as well?
Then, if you have it, yeah.
While we're at it, yeah. I think it might as well. It would all seem like it's all tying in nicely.
Oi, noi. Little Brian stuck down the well. What's that, Skip?
Skippity bo. Do you know what this is now?
What's that?
This is just lazy radio.
Remember.
Skippy, our friend ever true, and never a truer word said with regard to a marsupial in the Canadian outback.
Canadian outback?
Oh, Australian outback, sorry.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
You got, John Paul.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
To the Ray Foley Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
I don't know your name, by the way.
You're always glad
you texted in. I don't know it. Just put it at the end of your text.
You wanna be where you can see our troubles are on the
same. You know my name, though.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
I got Captain Planet, I got Chicken Boo, Chippendale, I've got Pinky in the Brain, I've got Inspector. Oh, I'll do Inspector. I was going to ask you to choose, JP, but
I want some Go-Go Gadget Arms, yeah.
Go-Go Gadget Arms, yeah.
Go-Go Gadget Arms, right? No?
Switchy
Arms.
Go-Go Gadget. Yeah, arms. Helicopter head out of his hat. Yeah. The man was mostly robot at the end of the day. And he was charged with the guardianship of a small child and a dog. Did I ever tell you my Ryan Tuberty lazy radio story?
No.
I'll tell you later. I'll tell it on the radio. I'll tell it later. Just lazy radio. Remember television. Remember theme tunes.
I'll get you yet, Inspector Gadget. And your niece, was it Molly or Polly, was the young one. And the dog.
Just lazy. All right, thousands of euro on the line.
What?
Today FM's Christmas cash machine.
Cash machine. Did we not give it away yesterday?
We did.
So how's it 51 today?
It does sound like there's been an accounting error.
Did Matt... this is another Cooperism, is it?
Did he go rogue yesterday?
Do you know what's happened? Matt gave a... I can promise you this is what happened, right? It's only supposed to be at 11, right? And instead, Matt went down at 4:30 and he said 51. And then what? The way it works then is everyone has to say 51 after that.
Right.
Because he doesn't give a crap, that lad.
It's coming out of your wages, Cooper.
Cooper doesn't give a damn. Wow. €51,172.03. Flora.
Lawrence and indeed the machine. Dog days are over. This is Today FM. Ireland, hey, how you doing? Brett Foley's my name. Friday afternoon. Here comes the weekend. All is well with the world, except for the fact that I'm on air until 4:30. But aside from that, all is well with the world. And the gang's all here. Actually, the gang's not all here. No sign of Orla Ormond. Mondo's off. Is she off today?
She's been seconded to another role for today.
Where's herself? What's she doing? What's she at? What is she doing?
She's, I don't know, splicing wires, plugging in stuff. She's updating software.
Splicing and dicing.
Yeah.
Is she in the building? I haven't seen her in the building at
She's
all.
She's in the building, yes.
How dare she? Because Orla actually has a job.
Yeah.
But then I've been saying, gosh, call in for the chats. We'll have the chats. Bibbidi boop 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 be doo be doo be doo. How are you anyway, JP?
I'm fine, right?
Good shape, you go for
it? Yeah, pretty good.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Where the hell are you? Where are you?
I'm at my desk.
Why the hell aren't you in Stu studio?
I texted JP and told him I couldn't.
I passed on the message,
he
Ray.
He told me. But then I didn't want to hear a bar of it, and I was just ringing you apropos of nothing. You're on the air now, by the way, so don't...
I assumed I was, yeah.
Okay. Right, go on with your actual job then, and I'll talk to you next week.
I'm very sorry, Ray.
Whatever.
That's ruined her weekend. She'd be worrying about that.
That kind of cold calling business?
Yeah.
I love doing that. I'm going to do it to her again at about 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to set my alarm.
Where the hell are you?
Where are you?
Where are
you? Went to the dentist this morning.
Oh, you're doing well being in here.
So the last time I went to the dentist, he was like, "Ooh, that doesn't look good. I'm going to have to sort that out and give you a filling." And because usually it was just like a run of the mill. It was like, I'm going in for a checkup. He looked in the gob and he said, "I've got to sort that out." And because I hadn't had time to worry or prepare, I was like, well, away you go. Do what you got to do. But this time, because he needed to go back in, because it was an appointment and it was at 8:30 this morning, I was so terrified. I'm so bad at the dentist. And at one point, my whole body, I was lying like flat out in the chair, head back, head tilted back. And he's in my gob and the dental nurse is in my gob. And my whole body is shaking.
Wow.
Like all of me.
From tip to toe. The knees are going, the legs are going. And that's just the shot of adrenaline, is it?
It's just terror, just pure fear, yeah. It's the needles. I'm not good with needles at all. All the rest of it's fine. Once I'm numbed up and I can close my eyes and I can breathe, I'm fine. It's just the needles and the thought of that, just... Because I wasn't... Obviously, my eyes were closed because I can't... Because I passed out with needles before. Fainted, like out cold.
Speaking of cold calling, my dentist rang me 2 weeks ago because I was in for a clean 2 months ago. Mm. They said, we might need to look at something. They rang me 2 weeks ago and said, hey, we've got a spot open and it would have been for a roundabout now.
Right.
And I said, oh, I don't think that time suits me. And they said, oh, we'll do you in February 2023. Is that okay? And I was like, oh, yeah, February 2023.
Relief.
Is
yeah,
lovely.
I can manage
Relief.
That.
Relief. Yeah. Whereas you're in the chair, legs shaking all over the gap.
Yeah, quivering like a leaf I was. I've told you before about how my goggles steam up. They give you these kind of goggles, these glasses to put on while you're in the chair. And the minute they go on, because I'm sweating.
You're running hot.
The minute they go on, they steam up. They need to put a pair of little mini windscreen wipers in the front of them. Ray, you okay there? That's the other thing. You can't speak.
You can't speak.
You just, everything okay? It's actually the perfect job. I mean, in terms of customer service, you just go, is everything okay? And no matter what the customers, I mean, they're not in a position to say anything beyond, and it's like, well, in that case, I'll take that as a yes. I'm absolutely hunky dunky dory, doc. You keep doing what you're doing. Anyway, I'm fine now. Heavily medicated. But that's par for the course, as you say yourself. Right, 2-pack. Ray, this is Today FM. We'll do the roll call after this. Welcome back, Dr. Dre, California Love. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love.
Nice.
Ray Foley, Friday afternoon. Got all the usual Friday bits for you. We did Lazy Radio already. Sorry, you missed Lazy Radio. Can you believe you missed Lazy Radio? We're doing your mix of Friday after 4 p.m. And DJ J.O. joins us shortly. Plus, we'll be making the call on the Today FM Christmas cash machine in the next hour. €51,172.03. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. JP. On show. Aisling on show. Thanks be to Jesus, Mary, Joseph and the little donkey. It's Friday. Another 3 hours and I'm clocking out from Aisling.
Jesus, Mary, Joseph and the wee donkey. Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey, Stephen.
He didn't come up in the Laggan in a bubble, wasn't that it?
I didn't come up the Laggan in a bubble. I didn't come up the Laggan in a bubble. I didn't come up with a lagging in a bubble.
To the letter. To the letter.
We follow the law, Stephen. To the letter. To the letter.
One of the great TV characters.
Actually, Ted Hastings we're talking about, of course, in Line of Duty. And there was a story, there was an article this week. Do you want me to find it now or come back to it? I'll come back to it. Because there was an article this week where Adrian Dunbar gave an interview. And he alluded to it coming back. I'll tell you more about that later on. On show, Pat and Cynthia reporting for duty. Line of Duty. I didn't go up the lagging in a bubble. Pat and Cynthia. Love the show. Hey. On show, happy frickin' Friday. Have a great show. It's unlikely, Lisa, but we'll do what we can. We clock in and clock out. What happens between the hours of 2 and 3:30?
It's just a job, really.
Keep me awake. I'm sleepy and working at 6 from Lisa in Limerick. You're working at 6 this evening, Lisa? What do you work? What do you do? And Ray, the cast is coming off the leg today. I've 2 months of scratching to catch up on. Oh, I remember when my cast... I broke my wrist once when I was a kid. I remember when the cast came off. And it's like a withered... Like the skin has gone all sort of...
mushy.
Did you ever...
I've never had a cast, no.
It's kind of yellow. Because it was up to me, like my elbow. So all the wrist around here and then all up to the elbow. And it was, it's kind of yellow because it's dirty. Like,
can I ask a question? That's a bit gross.
What does it smell like?
What does it smell like?
It's a bit footy.
Oh, no.
Here, take off your watch and smell under your watch.
I don't wear a watch.
That's what it smells like. Yeah. It's that sort of vinegary sort of stinky smell. But it's not like footy. It's not like really bad. So when it comes off, and it's kind of yellowed and so, and it's, you know when you're washing the dishes and you've left your hands in the sink too long?
Prune fingers.
Yeah, your skin has kind of gone all sort of wizened like that. Anyway, Joe, he says he's getting the cast off today. I may have no skin left on the leg by the time I'm done. He'll be scratching the leg all day. He'll be scratching away. Joe, what are you doing in there? Joe, will you stop that? Stop at yourself, Joe! Joe! And with regard to the dentist and the visit to the dentist, I can handle the needles, but that cleaning yolk, no way, says Rob. I don't mind the cleaning yolk. I always feel like I've got a new set of teeth ones. This is the polisher that they use in the dentist. They put on a little bit of, it's quite like it's like a thick toothpaste they use. And they put that on and they polish you up. And then when it's done, no, I like that. It's sort of the reassuring sense that like, oh, I'm gonna have great teeth when this is done. And then you walk out and you feel like Rylan when you're walking out the door.
Blinding traffic as you walk by.
And my dentist started to spout 9/11 conspiracy theories last time I was in. He was knuckles deep in my mouth, so I could only nod and agree from Alan.
Well, this is an inside job.
You agree with me, don't you?
I understood loneliness.
Kevin Harris on Today FM. Kevin Harris, Rag and Bone Man. Joined Today FM. Playing the music you love. All right, good afternoon. Ray Foley for your Friday afternoon. 0874-100-102 for texts, WhatsApps. This is Mel. My mom broke her leg years ago. We're talking about, who was it? Was it Rob? Who was it getting the cast off on their leg?
Rob, I think it might have been Rob.
Actually, I don't remember. I've got the memory of a goldfish. Someone, a texter texted, said they're getting the cast off on their leg today and they'll be scratching for God knows how long. My mum broke her leg years ago and all of us, her kids, had to take turns using the ruler and chopsticks to itch it. pukey emoji.
Why couldn't she scratch it herself?
That's a good... What were her two arms broken as well? That's a really good question, though.
Yeah.
Scratch it yourself, mammy. She broke her leg years ago and all of us, of her kids, had to take turns using the ruler and chopsticks to itch it. The chopstick got stuck and had to be left there until she got it off from Mel. Mel, did you use the chopstick again? Or was Chinese off the menu? Mother of God, this better be true, Foley. We'll be sucking diesel if it is from Declan. I didn't come up the Lagan in a bubble. As the saying goes, he didn't come up the Liffey in a taypot from Willie and Mead. Love the show. Hey, Willie, that would be more Dublin saying, I would imagine. Whereas Ted Hastings, Superintendent Ted Hastings from, what is it, WC12 or A12, C12? What is it?
AC19 or something.
I can't believe I've forgotten it all.
And I've watched every single series of that.
I knew it by heart.
Ah.
I used to do a Ted Hastings impression where I'd ring people pretending to be him. Right, this is the story, okay? This was during the week. What day was it? This was on the 27th. What was that? Four or five days ago?
AC12, right.
AC12. Stephen, we'll do this by the book. By the book. While there's been no official update so far, Adrian Dunbar has said, I think generally there's a willingness amongst everyone to do something, but I think we're just going to have to wait a little bit longer. Adrian said, it would feel wrong to end with a series made during lockdown, and that was the last series, when he and co-stars Vicky McClure and Martin Compson were unable to have as much fun as they usually do on filming the sixth series, the last one. He said, it wasn't quite as fun, we couldn't hang out, we couldn't go out, but we were all in a kind of a bubble, so we didn't have the same feel, which is one of the reasons we'd like to do another one. So everybody would like to do... Of course everyone would like to do another one. It's a massive payday and a hugely successful programme.
Don't they always do this, though? They tease the possibility of a new series, and then sure enough, it appears.
I am sick to the back teeth of these articles. I'm absolutely sick of it. Since the last... the final minutes of the last series... Since it faded to black and it turned out to be your man, I'm not ruining it for anyone. I went, that's not it. That's not the end of it. It's coming back again. And I'll tell you why. Four words.
I think I know what your theory is.
Four words.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Nesbitt. Yeah. In Spain.
Yeah.
Those four words, they're the only four words you need to know that Line of Duty is coming back.
Ray Foley.
When is a different question, but they're going to come back and sort that out. Because James Nesbitt is too big an actor for a photograph. Do you understand me? Stick around. I'll play Lewis Capaldi next. Girls Aloud and Love Machine. Listen to the FM, play the music you love. Hello, welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Voice notes, texts, WhatsApps, 0874 100102. Anne recorded this in for hello, Anne.
Ray, my lovely.
My lovely.
Will you please give an extra special shout out today to Lucy Crotton and her mum Zara and her dad Sean and her sister Amy.
Oi.
From French Park here in Roscommon. After a year-long battle, Lucy rang the bell in Crumlin today.
What?
She has kicked cancer's ass. Oh. Woohoo! Go, Lucy.
Unbelievable, Lucy! And family.
Ray Foley.
That's from Anne, a very sweet message. And a lovely weekend to you guys. Congratulations, celebrations. Right, stick around, stay on Today FM. We'll play Pink next. Today FM. The Ian Dempsey Pink and So What, this is FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Nom 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 nom. Sweet. Is that you farting?
No, it wasn't me. That's Pink herself.
I've never heard that at the end of it.
She's lactose intolerant, gives her awful gas.
Did you drink a glass of milk in the middle of it? Was that the problem?
Yeah.
And she was away. Oh, bless. Ooh, you, Pink.
Dear.
Oh, my word. Pink is more brown. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Ireland, this Christmas, On Post want you to send from the heart. On Post is making it easy for people around the country to connect this Christmas with their gorgeous collection of Christmas stamps, available in booklets of 20 across the nation's 900 post offices. Christmas doesn't have to be about big extravagant gestures, JP.
No.
Although I won't refuse one if you were so inclined. Instead, it can be about the small, meaningful things. I love the way that it says, Christmas doesn't have to be about big, extravagant gestures. That said, though, we want you to pick a flight anywhere in the world with spending money to the value of €1,000. But equally, though, it can be about small, little things. But for you, our winner, you get like, you can pick anywhere in the world and connect with someone that way. We want to send you somewhere in the world. Take the map, stick a pin in it. We've got a grand for you to spend on your flights and up to €1,000. You'll also receive a bumper on post Christmas hamper, including the booklets of brand new Christmas stamps, as well as Christmas gift boxes and bags. We'll open this now very quickly then, if you like. We'll hop up in the van. Yeah. Tell us the location or where we're driving around as we're doing our deliveries. Hop up there. Close it over.
Quick.
Close it over there.
And we'll, fire it up, will you?
And
yeah.
You well,
right, okay, yeah.
So where are we today?
We're in the kingdom today, Raymond.
Really? Because it says Navan here.
Yeah, I know it's not Navan. Navan was yesterday.
We're the kingdom today, right? So we're just heading around. Oh, look, I'm just looking in the water. There's no sign of the dolphin. He's well gone now at this stage, isn't he?
He would be around the Dingle Peninsula, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah, sure. If he was around, yeah, he would. Fun fact, this is the largest town in Kerry.
That is fun, yeah. There's an airport only 20 kilometres away from here, you know.
And this place gets a fine crop of roses every year. You know where we're talking about.
Ray Foley.
Text us and tell us, along with your name and where you're from, 0874 100 102. We'll put you in to win with On Post. Stick around, we'll play Harry Styles next as well.
This week in Home Store.
Everything's fine. Today FM, Supergrass and all right. This is the radio station with me on it.
That was close, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever's going on, no matter whatever's happening in the studio, regardless of whatever's going on behind the scenes.
Sure, yeah.
There's no indication on air.
No, Ray Foley is at his best when he's reactive.
There's no indication whatsoever that there's a flap. Ray's cool, calm and collective. Do you know what? I'm like a swan. Yeah. I'm graceful. What you can see, the visible parts, graceful, beautiful, long neck.
Yeah.
Black bit there on my nose.
Mates for life, yeah.
I stick my head up my arse to sleep.
And you'll break an arm. If somebody comes over you,
I'll break an arm. Yeah, and I hiss. I tend to hiss.
Yeah.
I hiss at random passers-by, right? Mm. But then underneath, you see, that's where all the flapping is going. The legs are always going. They're always flapping. Let's bongo. Do you want to do the on post?
Let's do that, yeah.
We can do that. Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley here, JP there.
Hi.
This Christmas on post want you to send from the heart. How? With stamps, of course. These are the new Christmas stamps. They're gorgeous in booklets of 20, and you can get them across the nation's 900 post offices. We've got a hamper, an on-post Christmas hamper for you, including booklets of brand new Christmas stamps, as well as the Christmas gift boxes and bags. Send a card, send a postcard, send a letter. Send from the heart and connect with a loved one anywhere in the world this Christmas. Actually, you can do it in style, potentially, because we can send you. We could stick a load of Christmas stamps on you and send you. Or we could just send you by, we just buy plane tickets. We were driving around a couple of minutes ago and we wanted you to identify where it was we were doing our deliveries.
To the phones we go.
I never wrote down the name
on this. It's Catherine. Where's Catherine? Well, that's a loud ringtone, right? Obviously.
It's ringing.
Yep.
Catherine.
Hello?
Hello, is that Catherine?
It is, yes.
Is that the Catherine they're talking about on Today FM now?
Oh my God, I know her. She's really famous.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, no, Catherine, any chance of a selfie?
Oh, maybe.
Where in Louth are you, Catherine?
I am in Louth. Well, I'm actually sitting outside. I'm ready to go into IKEA with my 13-year-old son who's over the moon that we're here.
Oh, you're in the Dublin IKEA. All right, so how many IKEAs are there? Well, there's one in Belfast as well, I suppose. You could go to
I came to Dublin.
Okay, so you're sitting with your teenage child who's been dragged to IKEA this Friday evening. Lovely.
That's it's just delightful life.
That's top-tier parenting, that is. And is a daughter or son?
Son, David.
David, I loved love and thoughts and prayers for David. David, it's meatballs for dinner, loving. What are you getting in there? Getting bits for Christmas or what are you doing?
I don't really know. It's going to be a surprise for us all what I buy.
Okay. It's just a browse.
IKEA,
isn't it?
Yeah. But you never know.
But hang on, Catherine, you had to go for something. Like the idea with IKEA is you go for something and then you end up buying a load of stuff you don't need.
No. You just go for a look. You go for a look.
Go for a look. A cheap dinner. And you come out with candles.
Are you joking
me? No, it's like Tinto Park.
No,
it is. It's a destination.
In my house, we go for a thing. Now, the thing could only cost €20. It's like a shelf
or a clip for a press or something. Yeah. And then we go in, get the thing, and spend €550 on all the stuff we didn't need.
Just oh, yeah, that's why I bought him, to carry it all.
He's a strong, strapping lad, is your David.
He is.
Have you tried now? We're on the subject of IKEA. They've got these chewy...
This is an on-post competition, by the way. Just put it out there.
Yeah,
just put it out
there. We've mentioned IKEA more than on-post in this bit. They're sticky, not sticky, chewy toffee, chocolate toffees.
They're
called Doomla. D-U-M-L-E.
They're good.
They are unbelievable. I should have shares in Doomla. The amount of... Now, there you go. There's one of the things I would go to IKEA for before spending €550 on all the stuff I don't need from IKEA. Similarly, they have a cake. The dime cake. The dime... You know, dime bars.
Oh, yeah. D-A-I-M, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They have a cheesecake in the frozen section.
I didn't know that.
Oh, give that a go, Catherine. Yeah, you'll like that.
Oh, I will.
That's my top tip for you now for Christmas.
Are we still doing a radio show around here?
I think so, yeah. Catherine, we'll get up in the van, actually. Hang on one second. We'll get up in the van. Do you know, actually, if you need any lift with any of the IKEA stuff, we can carry it for you.
Oh, it's a van. That's great.
We'll close that over and we're just having a drive around.
I like Catherine.
What's David doing now? Is David just looking at you going, what is this?
He is rolling his eyes a bit, yeah.
Are you parked?
We are, yeah.
Are you underground or are you out in the outside car park?
We're out in the outside.
Oh, so it's a big walk for you.
Yeah. Well, he's strong. He'll be all right with the stuff coming back.
Yeah, he'll... Are you going to give him a trolley or will he have to carry it?
No, it depends.
Poor child, he's only 13.
And how much he moans.
What year is he in school?
First year.
All right, okay. So he's only just getting started. Is he settled?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where in Louth are you from?
Annagassan.
Oh, right, okay. And where does he go to school?
He's in the Marist in Dundalk.
That's where JP went to school!
Yay!
Oh, my God, that's
JP's a past pupil!
Legend.
As am I.
You're
great
a
spot.
Past pupil of the Marist as well?
Wowzers.
Yeah.
There you go. When did you go? When did you attend?
Oh, long, long ago.
So did JP.
Yeah, it was a while back.
Was it in the 90s? Were you there in the 90s?
I done my leaving in 2000.
You were in school together, you and JP.
Each other. Oh my God. Are you
overlapped?
The one that got away, Catherine?
She wants to get away now. She just wants €1,000 for
Let's
flights.
Do this
she wants to crack
for God's
on.
Sake.
Catherine, we're driving around. Where are we driving around? We're in the Kingdom, Dingle Peninsula.
Lots of roses around here, yeah.
Roses. There's an airport 20 kilometres away. It's the largest town in Kerry. Can you shine some light on it for us, Catherine, and tell us where...
You're in Tralee.
Tralee's right! Well done! Catherine, an amazing prize for you. We've got flights anywhere
Fantastic.
In the world. Where would you like to go?
Oh, just anywhere without the kids.
Fair enough.
Anywhere at all, yeah.
Do you know he's right next to you? I mean, could you be any more insulting to poor David?
It's a tough love.
Oh, look.
Like, she's looking him in the eyes as she's saying, I'm flying away without you.
He knows the crack.
I'm leaving you here. I'm leaving on a jet plane, David. You get the stuff in IKEA, drop it into the back of the car. I'll be at the airport. David.
I'm a fan of tough love.
David, he's only in first year in secondary school. Yeah. He's to drive the car back up to Annagassan. Come here, €1,000 to the value of €1,000, flights anywhere in the world. Where would you like to go? Any ideas? No.
Oh, maybe Paris.
Do you have anyone around the world or somewhere around the world? Because we've got an on-post Christmas hamper, including booklets of brand new Christmas stamps and Christmas gift boxes.
Oh, people everywhere. Right. Everywhere and anywhere. It'll get lots of use.
Fantastic. Well, at least everyone's been looked after. Listen, madam, you were great crack this afternoon. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you so much.
Love to David.
Thank
it's really David
love
I feel worst
yeah.
for. And enjoy the meatballs inside in IKEA.
We will.
That's it. We're done. We're done.
That's fantastic.
Go on, be safe.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great. Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, Catherine. Drive safe. Enjoy IKEA. And happy Christmas. All thanks to OnPost. This is today, FM. Catherine was lovely, wasn't she?
Was, yeah.
Coldplay and Viva La Vida. Viva La Vida. You're on today, FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well. Do get in touch. Don't actually, you're all right. No pressure, it's Friday. Just enjoy yourself. High drama in the Foley household this afternoon.
Oh, no.
I'm getting the text updates as the situation is developing.
Is everything okay?
No, everything's not okay. Wife took dog to groomers, gave them very particular instructions before she left the dog. She said, whatever you do, cut what you gotta cut, trim him, get rid of any knots or any of that kind of business on him, any matting, any knots, cut it out, fine. But do not, under any circumstances, shave him. We do not, like, his. You see some dogs, like, particularly, he's a little cockapoo, right? He's a little furry, little furball. And you see some of these dogs, and once they're shaved, they look like rats, okay?
They do, yeah.
But they're,
yeah,
they're horrible looking dogs.
Awful, yeah.
She said, she called me about an hour, an hour and a half ago from the car.
Oh, was that bad?
Yeah, she was out of breath. She was in the car, and she said, I'm so mad, I'm so mad. I said, what happened? She said, they shaved the effing dog. And I told them not to. I told them not to. She said, I got so mad I started crying. Which is, you know that kind of mad.
Yeah.
It's not crying. It's not sad crying. It's angry crying. So I got so mad I started crying. And I said, look at him, for God's sake. He looks like a fool.
It looks like they took a fly mole to him or something.
He looks absolutely ridiculous. Do you know what? The dog, weirdly, I'm ascribing emotions to him. He looks embarrassed himself. He looks like we've taken all of his clothes off and he's out in public naked. Look at him, he looks like a fool. And then she's just after texting and saying that Andrew, our youngest, our 8-year-old, she said, Andrew full-on cried when he saw Fred.
Oh, no.
Ray Foley.
The dog looks like a fool, Bobby the dog. Fred looks like a fool. We can't have a fool for a dog. Guys, great news. Over €50,000 on the cash machine. Making that call in just a couple of minutes. And we got Lizzo next. Lizzo, God love her. She isn't a clue. She doesn't know why. Play the music you love. This is Today FM. God bless her. This is Today FM. I'm Ray Foley. JP's around here somewhere.
Over here, Ray, yeah.
There, she's there, yeah, you are. Yeah, how are you getting on?
I was whole time. I've been here the whole time.
I was just talking about you. All right, over 50 grand up for grabs on the cash machine.
AFM's Christmas cash machine. Cash machine.
This is day one money. This is blowing
this
my...
This is funny money.
This is blowing my tiny mind. My tiny mind is being blown this afternoon.
This is Ray Foley money.
This is Ray Foley. This is big money, guys. This is big cash we're talking about. So there was a winner yesterday. Grace and Kildare won 31 grand. So then a fresh total for today, you come in and you're like, yeah, 20 be amazing. 25, stop. 30 won't be around 30. You're kidding me. No, it's more than €51,000 on the Today FM Christmas cash machine. We've been giving you the exact total all day. You need to know it if we call you. Answer within five rings. Tell us the total. It's all yours. Barry's making that call for us. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, I suppose.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello, Damien here.
Hello, Damien here. It's Barry Dunn calling from the cash machine. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Barry.
Where are you today, Damien?
I'm in Skerries.
Are you in a slight state of disbelief at the moment?
I sort of am.
Because you know why we're calling this afternoon. Tell us this. The week is nearly over. It's a chance to start the weekend early and maybe start Christmas early as well. How is that planning coming along, Damien?
It might be better if I've got the number somewhere.
Damien.
The number always comes in useful.
Yeah, sorry. I'll have to pick something out of my head.
Do you have our most recent cash amount?
I think so.
You think so? When did you make a note of this one, Damien?
Oh, don't listen. I was in the car and I don't even know what time it was.
Okay, Damien.
All right.
You've got a whole studio full of nervous people here, but we're keeping our fingers crossed for you.
Well, keep your fingers crossed. I've got my toes crossed, and I better go and tell my wife to get hers done as well. But anyway, okay, do you want the number?
Yes, please. The right one would be dead handy, Damien.
€51,172.03.
Is correct, Damien.
Hold on a second.
second. My wife will go nuts. I have to tell her. Karen, I got the cash builder number on the radio. Hang on. How much do we get, by the way? Do you win 1,000 or something?
You have it written down there, Damien. Tell her.
You get that amount?
Yes.
Holy cow.
51,170.
Damien, you're so mad. Party in the Lennon tonight. I better ring everybody, get them around here for a drink. Well, sorry, I'm still on the radio.
You're still on the radio with the, what did you call us? The cash machine radio telephone thingy?
Well, something like that. It's the cash, what is it called?
Don't you worry about what it's called, Damien.
I'm not worried about what it's called.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have to get something to revive the wife. She's still on the floor here.
Revive Karen there. Damien, how are you going to be celebrating this?
That's not how you do the kiss of life, Karen. Stop it. Sorry, what was that again?
How are you going to be celebrating this win? What are you going to be doing with this money, Damien?
Me? Nothing. My wife has it all spent already. And that's only like in the last 10 seconds.
How does it feel now that you've got the phone call?
I'm absolutely gobsmacked. Never believed for a second that I would get it. You know what I mean? I mean, nobody does. And certainly amazed. Absolutely amazed. And thank you so much. I'm just delighted. Over the moon. Give me some superlatives, Karen. So it's fantastic. It's brilliant. It's unbelievable. What a weekend we're going to have, hey. You're welcome to come out and have a drink with us.
Damien, you're going out across the country, so you want to be careful there. In the meantime, listen, just go.
Haven't used any bad language yet.
Not yet. Damien, we might hold you to that. Go on, go off, give Karen the kiss of life, do what you've got to do, and celebrate in the knowledge that you have won yourself. Go on, say it for me there.
Hang on, I've won myself 51,000. If I get it wrong this time, am I going to lose it? 51,172 euro and 3 cents.
Is correct again, Damien. Well, hang on,
before you go, don't be going anywhere. How do I get this cash, hey?
We're going to talk to you off the radio. Are you in a mad hurry for this, Damien?
Listen, if you're someone that knows me and you're having a joke with me, you're in big trouble. I'm just telling you now.
Damien, I'll tell you what, right? I'll be getting in the car. I've got a rucksack filled with cash and I'll see you in about half an hour, okay?
Cash, brilliant. You don't even know where I live.
Damien, we'll work it out. Well done, pal.
Okay, listen, thanks very much.
The winning continues on Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to get that new cash amount and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine. Cash Machine.
Build a fire and gather round the tree.
Always rooting for the anti-hero.
Taylor Swift, new song, Anti-Hero. You're on Today FM, playing the music you love. Hey! How are you? Ray Foley, in and out. Friday, here comes the weekend, feeling nice. Do you know who's feeling nice, actually?
Who's that?
Damien on the Christmas cash machine. Yeah. He won himself 51,172 euro and 3 cents. He thought he was winning a grand. Damien, why would we ask you to say 51,172 euro and 3 cents if we're only giving you a grand? You lunatic. He was delighted with himself. He's in Dublin. Absolutely brilliant, says Christine. Do we get that amount? Laughy face. Ah, lads, your man is gas. Funniest winner ever. How much did I win, he says, from Danielle. That is the best response to a win on the cash call ever from Sandra. Love, Damien. Delighted from Jessica. Jaron Cork says, great to hear such an excited winner. Delighted from him. And happy Christmas to
Ray Foley.
Everyone delighted from him. For once, we're delighted for a cash machine winner. We're usually dead jealous. Right, stick around. Mix It Friday, kicking off next.
Highs of 8 to 11 degrees. Today FM News, more in the last word at 4:30.
Ben Finnegan, thank you very much indeed, sir. And have a lovely weekend. December 2nd, Friday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, let's kick off Mix It Friday.
It's time to face the music.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Stop. They got a sweet, sweet loving.
This is Today FM. We play the music you love.
I'm broken. The mix has broken me this week. Mix It Friday on Today FM. Wrapping up proceedings. It's a gal and sweet, sweet loving. for JP, who demanded I play this song.
I love that song.
You love that song. It's great. Shout out 0874 100 102. Ray, I'm dancing with the dog, Elsa, who's wagging her tail. I think she approves of Wham and the Backstreet Boys. Lots of love from Lisa. Ray, you're some man. Say hello to Antoinette. We're 5 years married this weekend. Wow, isn't that lovely? Let me get a congratulations. Hang on a second. I'll dig out a congratulations. It must be one
you
there.
You have to.
Must be one like this. Ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding-ding-dong-ding-do. Congratulations and celebrations for Leo and Antoinette. They're 5 years married this weekend. Tell her I'm rolling her anniversary gift in with her Christmas presents.
Two birds, one stone.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant, Jesus.
He's rolling them in together.
Yeah. I thought you meant like on a forklift rolling them in. I got so many presents. I'm rolling them in. Mix-It Fridays are the best from Will. Love the show. Hey, John's over there. John?
Mix-It Friday.
Yes, lover.
Drive her like she's stolen. Go on, you wee pup.
You wee pup. That's John. Another cheese-tastic mix, Mr. Foley. We love it here in Mullingar from Dervla. And Elena, ladies, good to have you. Thanks for clicking on. The Go Loud app should have a Mix It Friday section for all your mixes. Never disappoint, tune after tune. Yeah, I think that's a terrible idea, and I'll tell you why. It's mostly the same thing every week. If you listen to them back to back, it'll become apparent. I haven't heard Skrillex and Donkey's Kudos Foley from Tim. Timothy, it's all part of the Mix It Friday package. And I'm glad you're happy with it, Tim. And now we're hitting the gas, Raymond. I'm so buzzing. I'm nearly fit to box someone from Alton in Cork. Alton, we wouldn't encourage violence. I mean, we wouldn't seek to incite violence. Just happiness with Mix It Friday. And Climbing Fisher and Bangarang in the same mix. Question mark, question mark. It shouldn't work, but it somehow does from Owen.
My love has got no money.
Owen, thanks for the message. One more tune.
My love has got no power. He's got his strong beliefs and desire. Mind and senses purified.
I tried to edit that live and it didn't work. Sorry, Les. I was trying to go from Skim on.
Sounded like you physically took the song from one computer.
I'm sure I was doing so well. Nobody noticed.
That was great.
Background. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do. There's quite literally so much we didn't get to do on today's show. Devastating stuff. We had so much planned.
Right.
But so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Get to do Lime of Duty. Lime of Duty. Where we unveil our new Line of Duty themed cocktail. It's heavy on the lime cordial. And we didn't get to do the Battle of Ted Hastings, where Line of Duty legend Ted Hastings comes in and he teaches us all about the Battle of Hastings in The Battle of Ted Hastings. Do you think I came down in the last shower? I think I'm up the lag in a bubble. Great news. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Dear Santa, I need you to get...